Hey, how'd your surprise party go, mate?
It was amazing. So I was telling the guys I couldn't talk about it on the radio because, believe it or not, people stream us from Sydney.
Yep.
And Michael's only
relative. All over the world, I'll have you know.
There you go. Michael's only living relative in Australia is a first cousin in Sydney.
Yes.
And so we were charged with the coming down to Sydney yesterday, or going down to Sydney yesterday, getting him out of the house for an hour and a half so his girlfriend could surround the place with balloons and friends. And
it is literally stressful and clockwork, isn't it?
Oh, my God,
a surprise
Steve.
Party. Stress and clockwork.
Do you know, we were charged with taking him to Australia's first and only cat installation cafe. Did you know there was such a thing?
A what?
Yeah, it's a cat installation cafe.
What is that?
Now, okay, that's when I know something's up.
What are you planning?
I know.
We want to take you to a cat cafe. What's going on?
Well, I had to lie and say, one of my listeners told me about a cat cafe.
Okay.
And he went, what kind of listeners have you got? So sorry to all you wonderful listeners. But this cat cafe, you go and you have lunch and cats crawl all over you.
Does he like cats, this cousin?
Well, no, and that was the problem.
Again. Bit of a heads up.
Oh, you take him all the places in Sydney you can
I know.
Take him.
Okay, so before we get to the surprise, tell me about the cafe.
Oh, the food was pretty ordinary.
I'm talking about the cats.
Oh, the cats were gorgeous. They were really well fed. That was my worry.
What part of when I asked you about a cat cafe did you think I cared about your toasty?
I know.
What was that cat cafe like? Yeah, the food wasn't up scratch,
I wouldn't imagine the food.
Yeah, I had
anyway.
Four gingers on my lap, but cats are all over you?
How's this? So people must be that desperate to have a pet but maybe live in apartments and can't.
Yes.
This thing is booked out for months.
What?
Wow.
So I didn't know you had to pay extra, $10 per person extra, to pat the cat.
I didn't know there's that many single people in Sydney left.
No. So seriously. So you have lunch, but you pay an extra $10 if you want to touch the cats.
God. So it's just a shame you're using the word cat, isn't
it?
Shut up, Risey. Don't rise. Don't rise. You don't have
Stop
to explain it, Rise.
We know.
You don't
Rise.
Have to explain it, Rise. I'm it's all right.
But anyway, so I didn't know that. And it's
it was raining
out.
Too, was there many wet cats?
Stop it, Stephen. Anyway.
Back to the surprise
back
party.
Back to the surprise party. So I can't remember a word that he said because the whole time I'm stressing, looking at my watch, going, okay, we have to leave here at 1:43 to make sure we walk back in time for anyway.
Yep.
It went well. He was totally surprised.
He was?
A good time was had by all. She was as drunk as a skunk.
By the time
we got
there, because of the nerves.
Of the nerves. So she literally fell out the door. but that'll do it to you, won't it?
Stress. Can we do that this week?
What?
I went on, and I'm serious. Parties you never saw because you got too excited and passed out early. I bet you will get loads of calls.
100%.
My brother missed his 21st. He turned up full and passed out. Anyway, but that's another story. Okay, just on surprise parties, though, the person who's surprised always then mistrusts all his friends.
You
look at all of you.
Spot on.
Look at all of
been
you.
Lying
You've all
to
lied
him.
To me.
He didn't have a problem so much with his friends, but her, he kept looking at her and going, Wayne, calm down.
Yes.
Like, she did this for you. He goes, I can never trust her again.
It's true.
I will never trust that woman again.
There you go. That's what happens.
You trying to do a nice
you've
thing.
You've just literally proven to your partner that I can do anything behind your back, dude.
Exactly.
Anything and you won't have a clue.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the cats.
How wet were they?
Oh, look. Ryan.
Ryan.
Hey, I didn't
Don't
say
have
it.
To.
So, I didn't
I just
say it.
Suddenly throw
I
it out there.
Say it,
and can I also say, they were very fat and happy. And that was my biggest fear.
Fat cats.
That they would be a little scrawny and skittish because of too many people wanting to touch them.
A scrawny
them.
Cat.
Exactly.
What were they hairy cats or?
They were white. There was one of the hairless.
Don't let him lead you in.
Okay. Now, anyway. So if that's your thing, I can give you the name.
Okay.
But don't eat there.
But it's booked out. It's booked out forever.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.